Hey, I got something for you.
Yeah.
I wonder you were getting off of work, right?
Yeah.
And you were getting kind of hungry, so you were going to this butcher shop.
Uh-huh.
What you didn't know is you just walked into the butcher shop where the mad butcher is.
I wanted to get a pound of hamburger for lunch. And so I saw the sign. Butcher shop. We slice them while you wait. I walked inside. The guy said, we're just closing. I said, I just need a little hamburger and some chicken liver. He said, all right, come in. I should have been suspicious when he just looked at me for a second. He just stared at me. I thought maybe, you know, what, have I got a booger hanging out? Why is he staring here? Instead, he came from behind the counter, walked over to the door, locked it, and pulled down the shade. And then he went back behind the counter and said, you want a chicken liver? I said, yeah, I'd like a couple of pounds of chicken liver, please. So he grabbed the chicken. It was still alive. It was still alive. And off with its head. What? And then he held it while it squirted in the air. I said, my God. He said, you've never seen this done, huh? You want the liver from the chicken, but you don't want to watch this, do you? I said, well, I'd really rather not. You know, I'm wearing my good seal, fucker. And I just don't want to get splattered. He said, well, watch it. And then he ripped the feathers out of that thing. And he took that cleaver and hacked it open. He said, you want the heart? I said, no. He said, well, take it anyway. And he threw it out. He splatted it hit the wall. He said, you want the lungs? I said, no, I don't want the lungs. He grabbed it and ripped it out. He threw it at me. And it splat. He said, ah, here we are. We're getting to the liver now. And he reached in there and he grabbed it and he held it before my eyes. And I thought to myself, how totally unsavory. I said, well, I tell you what, on second thought, I don't know. Hey. He said, no, I killed a chicken for you. This chicken died for your sins and you're going to eat it. You're going to eat it. Yeah, raw. Right now! I said, oh, wait a minute. He was a big man. He had huge arms and he had a bloodstained schmuck on. He looked like a doctor gone mad. And he came toward me with a cleaver in one hand and that liver in the other hand. He said, eat it! Eat it raw! Now! Eat it raw! I said, oh, my God! I turned. I had only one other recourse. I saw the plate glass window. I took a running start and I dove headlong through the window. And when I hit the street, buddy, my feet were moving. Come on now! Yeah! And I ran. I ran as far and as fast as I could. I saw him step through the glass window and start after me, but like a lot of huge men, he wasn't very fleet of foot. And so I managed to get away. I got home and I slammed the door and I stood there, looking at myself in the mirror, pale, splattered, and somewhat befuddled. I just let my lungs catch up with what the rest of my body was doing and thank dear Lord Almighty that I got out of the hands of the mad butcher. What did I do? I'll tell you what I did. I had a TV dinner instead.
Hey, Willard Scott here.